This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Are coming up around 1:40, we will check in with you people, see what they're saying today. Hopefully you people get it, and that Trey Turner's got to move off a shortstop now. They're not winning a World Series, this guy, at the shortstop position. The quicker the Phillies accept this, the quicker and better things will go for the franchise. It's such... the fix is there. And then, you know, got company man... At least even company man Douglas is with me today. That's funny. How you know we got a problem.
You know what's funny, Joe? You're talking about you hope that you people get it. Yeah. You people don't do nothing but talk about me and you. They talk bad about us every day. They talk about your bald head shiny.
Yeah.
And they talk about whatever color shirt that I have on that makes me look like what I was yesterday. I was Super Grover.
I kind of like Super Grover.
The other day I was a
and
killer
the blueberry
bee.
From
a blueberry.
From
like, yeah,
Willy Wonka.
Or Oompa Loompa. Yeah. They don't care about anything. They just want to talk bad about us.
That's okay. As long as they're watching. Whatever. Say what you want.
They don't care. You people don't care. They just want to talk bad.
Well, and we highlight their bad behavior.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so maybe we should. We're going to keep giving you your attention. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's go out to the guest line. Joining us right now, Devin Kenny, who I heard earlier.
Angry Devin.
Was angry. Devin, I didn't know you get angry. You said you were angry at him.
I didn't mean to come off angry.
He's scared. I mean, he was scared.
A little intimidated.
I was just wondering. Last time you guys had me on, I realized it was all Joe. I love you. I'm fine with, you know, you asking me all the questions, but I was like, Hugh, do you have like a problem with me? Do we have beef?
Wow.
No, and I felt bad.
Did you
told
Joe, have beef with Devin?
I definitely don't have beef with Devin. I just told her, I said, normally, like, she does such a great job that I don't, you know, she answered the question I want to ask. But today, Devin, I said I was going to take over because I don't want you to feel some kind of way.
He has a whole notebook of questions.
I had to write down
what you got today.
I'm going to go get a coffee. I'll see you guys in about 7 minutes.
Make it good.
No, but I'm serious, Devin. In that eighth and ninth inning, when you saw that error on Trey Turner, both of those errors, what was the ballpark like when that happened?
I mean, you could definitely sense the frustration. I think it was certainly an emotional roller coaster of a game. You know, Phillies got the early lead and then kind of faltered because of defensive errors, especially for Trey Turner and Johan Rojas, right? If you look at both of their games, it was pretty similar, where especially Rojas is, you know, known for his defense, certainly not known for his offense. He made a silly play. He made up for it on offense. Trey Turner made an error. He made up for it on offense, and they kind of went back and forth a couple times. Trey Turner never got the redemption. I guess you could qualify Rojas and, you know, him kind of helping them win it in the end and walk it off with that wild pitch in the end as redemption if you want. But Trey Turner, I think his errors certainly outweigh the good that he did on offense. And I think that's unfortunate because he did have a really, really great game on offense. He was 4-for-4 last night. I mean, he was responsible for a lot of their production. Unfortunately, you know, the errors, I think it's the same old, you know, we're kind of used to seeing that from Trey Turner. And even up in the press box, everyone kind of looks at each other like, really, you know, where this happened again. And I don't know. I've heard you guys chatting about it. I know that it's been, you know, a hot topic today, him moving to the outfield. I will say, I know it's frustrating. I don't know if I'm ready to say, you know, Trey Turner, I heard a previous caller like saying he's a bum, he should be benched. Like, I think you also have to kind of take it with a grain of salt. It's frustrating. He needs to play better on defense, but he did do a lot on offense last night.
See, and that's it right there, Joe. She does a great job of answering all the questions. She done ate up like five of my damn questions. I ain't got
no
more questions.
If I start, to use one of your words, I start long talking, and then I just like can't stop. It's like word vomit, and then I end up
No, but you do a great job.
I'll
and
hold
you,
back and let you ask
But you answer all the questions that we have in – and I guess the next one I was going to ask you, do you think it's probably time for, do you think that there's a conversation about moving Trey Turner from shortstop by what you saw in the press box last night, the feeling in the press box, I should say?
I think that pretty much everyone except for the Phillies, you know, coaching staff and probably Dave Dombrowski would be ready for that. But I don't think that at this point in the season, they're going to make that move. I just don't think that that's something they're going to do to one of their highest paid players. I don't. Unfortunately, I agree with it. But at the same time, I mean, like moving him to center field gets a lot of action too. Like I don't know if I can confidently say I'd trust Trey Turner in center field. I'd rather have him move to like second base, honestly.
Well, that is another option. Yeah, I outfield is what I would do. But some people have said that, Devin. And then when the Dodgers traded for him in 2021, they moved him to second base for the rest of that season. So he's done that before. So there are other options. I tend to agree with you on this. I don't think they're going to do it. I just want them to do it. So we're kind of stuck in this holding pattern here. But Devin, some things happened last night that were obviously very positive. And one of them, it's been there all year. How about Jose Alvarado? Devin, I just feel like he's got guts out there. That was a play where, you know, obviously Trey has the mistake, and that could have been a terrible inning. For him to buckle down and get out of that without any runs, in a bullpen that's had a lot of bad this year, Alvarado is just, he continues to impress me, Devin.
Oh, he just brings the most amazing energy, and he spoke in the clubhouse after the game, and he's like, I need more coffee. You know, it came out that he has, like, an unhealthy amount of coffees or espresso shots per day.
Wow.
But it's clearly working for him because he's having quite the season. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I would definitely say that Alvarado is the guy that I trust the most. I know Phillies don't have a, you know, one set closer per se, but he's the guy that I would want to go to in a high leverage situation. I just hope that he can, you know, continue this and keep it up throughout the whole season and stay healthy, because he's really all that they have. So as bright of a spot as Jose Alvarado was last night, even though it did get a bit tense, it was like the most Alvarado outing of all outings. He did get out of it. It kind of reminds me of, okay, so we used him, now who's left? And then Ryan Kerkering comes in and kind of blows it. And that is a major issue for the Phillies. I know Trey Turner is frustrating. I know the defense has been super sloppy, not even just with Trey Turner, with like pretty much everyone, especially last night. And even Rob Thompson said that. He's like, we got to work on that and clean it all up, you know, not just with Trey, but the whole team. The bullpen is just a major concern because, like, Alvarado has been the one shining light of that pen. And otherwise, I don't trust anyone. I don't even trust Matt Strom right now.
Yeah, and you can't run from a bad bullpen. I mean, no matter what, your starters are only going to go 6 or 7. Like, every night you need to use those guys. Devin, I agree. Hugh, do you know about the coffee thing with Alvarado?
I did not know about the coffee thing
Devin,
with Alvarado.
Devin, is it like, what did he say, 10 cups a day? Something close to that?
That's a lot of coffee.
Yeah, it's something like 10 espressos a day. He has like a tattoo also.
Of coffee?
Like a coffee cup, and it says, yeah, like coffee is life.
Now, are you a coffee person, Devin?
I mean, I kind of have to be working the morning.
Well, yeah.
I can't say I drink 10 cups of coffee a day or 10 espresso shots, but I do like a strong coffee. I usually limit mine at like 4.
That's what I'm about 3 or 4. If it's a bad day, 5. But 10, is it?
That's
a different kind of day.
I'd be off that Mountain Dew, though.
I drank 10, maybe I would be able to pitch a 100-mile-per-hour fastball, too. Like, it feel like anything would be possible.
You know what, Devin? Speaking of pitching, we're on Ranger Watch right now. And I know that, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, he's going to be coming back. And Topper talked about going to a 6-man rotation. But to your point, we're talking about the bullpen and reliable arms in the bullpen. So who would you rather have in the bullpen? I'm making you the GM right now. Are you putting Ranger in the bullpen, or are we going to try to put Taijuan Walker in the bullpen?
Oh, that's a tough one, because I would want to see Ranger's stuff first. I know that he's been doing really, really well in his rehab assignments, mm-hmm. and they just want to make sure that he's, you know, fully healthy. Ranger's not known for, you know, being able to pitch really well deep into games. He's an incredible pitcher, but his issue has been, you know, health and being able to go, you know, 5 to 7 innings into a game. But Taijuan Walker, I don't know if I would trust in a high leverage spot in the bullpen either. I would have to say Ranger. Like, if I had to pick one of them, it's going to be Taijuan or Ranger for me. And it would have to be Ranger, just because I trust his stuff to come in and, you know, hold a lead. for the team.
I agree with you. And he's done it before. And he, you know, he helped the Phillies, you know, in the playoffs in 22, and he did it well in 21. Devin Caney with us here covering the Phillies. They will play tonight again against the Nationals with Christopher Sanchez back on the mound. Devin, one thing I feel like it's flying under the radar a little bit, and typically with this player, I don't worry about the few weeks of downplay because eventually it evens out and he's just so great. But Bryce Harper is really having a slow start to the season. His batting average is down. He's not hitting the ball out of the park like we're used to, or extra base hits. And Devin, I thought it was interesting. That bunt in the ninth inning worked, and it was a cool play. But Bryce Harper is going to end his career with like 500 home runs. He doesn't typically bunt. That tells me he's probably not in a good place with his swing, and he just wanted to buy a hit. What are you noticing with Bryce? Because it's been a very slow start to his season.
Yeah, it's definitely been a slow start for him offensively. And I know I've heard, you know, while he started off the season hot, he really didn't start off the season hot. He had a home run on opening day down in D.C., and then he had a streak during their last homestand where he had he strung a few home runs together at Citizens Bank Park. And other than that, he really hasn't done a lot at the plate. I do think he's still, like, I trust him at first base, and I think that we kind of too loosely throw around like moving Bryce Harper. At least for me, the memory of Rhys Hoskins at first is still too fresh in my mind that I do appreciate I can trust him there. I'm not one to become a body language expert, so I don't think anything's wrong with Bryce physically. I have heard some people speculating about that. I think he's just, you know, in a slump, and I think he might be suffering from what I'm going to use a Ruben Amaro term. At the plate, paralysis by overanalysis, where a lot of these guys are getting almost too much information from analytics and what plate discipline and trying to, you know, lengthen out these at bats. And I think that for a lot of them, that's actually kind of working against their power. And that's why the slugging is down so much for most of them. And I think that with Bryce Harper, someone who feeds off of the energy of the home crowd, of really any crowd, and doubters, like that, that's almost working against him. And I think that's his issue. I hope he can figure it out. I'm confident he can. But I'm not ready to jump ahead and say, like, he has something physically wrong with him or he's checked out. I think he's just putting way too much pressure on himself right now. He's overthinking it.
Devin, let's end with this. I did see you posted a couple days ago about the new ice cream flavor with Frankie Two Scoops in the press box. Tell us about that, because that's the important stuff we need to know about.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite, you know, sub-beat of covering the Phillies. So it's called, oh, my gosh.
Was it like Lagoon or something?
Goo Lagoon from SpongeBob. And it's green. Mm. It's Frankie's nominee, his first nominee for rookie ice cream flavor of the month. Takes us very seriously. So I will continue updating you guys on these new flavors.
Okay.
But this one was really good. It's green. It's like a white chocolate flavor. It's got some, like, white chocolate chips and some cookie dough in it. 8.5 out of 10 for me. It was solid.
That's a high rating. Frankie's great. Hey, have you gotten ice cream from Frankie?
Is that the guy that's at the ice cream
thing?
Yes,
Frankie Two Scoops.
Yeah. I have. Shout out to Frankie Two Scoops.
The master of his craft.
Yeah, I don't blue ice cream though.
It's green ice cream.
Green ice cream.
Not gonna have that? No. We just got an 8.5 out of 10 recommendation.
Dr. Clark did call him fat today.
Yeah, I got a belly, so I got to watch what I eat.
But you say you did sit-ups today. You're good.
I did them, but I can't do the sit-ups and then eat the ice cream.
Live a little, Hugh. Come on.
Oh, no, you live a little. Go get you a pack of smokes and a cheeseburger.
No, I'm not smoking. That's ridiculous. All right, Devin, we appreciate you hopping on. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Have a good one, Dale.
Talk soon.
Bye, Devin.
He told you to get a pack of Newports.
How is that?
What do you say?
What medical professional suggests that? I mean, like, the guy is a quack. Again, stop taking his phone calls. You wouldn't try this ice cream? Goo Lagoon.
No. Green.
It's green.
No.
What's wrong with green ice cream? What's your go-to ice cream?
If I was going to eat, like...
Go-to ice cream.
You're such a scaredy cat.
No, you know what? You know what? My go... And it's going to be boring. Uh-oh. But because, you know, at my advanced age, sometimes, like, it all depends on, like, at night... Like the chocolate in the ice cream kind of makes my stomach hurt, so I'd probably just go vanilla bean.
I'm a vanilla guy.
I'm vanilla too.
Vanilla bean,
fine.
Vanilla bean though.
Okay,
fine.
Vanilla bean.
I like vanilla bean as well. Vanilla bean
I like vanilla bean.
I like that because if you want it, you can mix it.
You can
doctor it up.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But like cookies and cream would be the one. I like Rocky Road every now and then.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. But again, it all depends on when I'm eating it. Because if I eat it late at night, then that stomach start hurting. Can't do it, Joe. I'm in my twilight. I can't do it.
Sometimes people might tune in and be like, how old is he?
Like, 70s? No, but like some people have stomach issues, and I didn't know this. Like certain foods that you eat at certain times of night, they don't agree with your stomach.
Well, you gotta be careful.
You know, like certain pot, like tomato sauces, chocolate. So I try, and I have heartburn.
Eating tomato sauce late at night?
Well, you know how some people might eat dinner at 7 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And they might, it might be tomato right. based.
You're the early bird, Papa.
Yeah,
especially.
Yeah. I'm going to get that early meal. And I try to keep it as light as possible. Like I might eat like a salad or like some fish and vegetables, mm-hmm. something along those lines. But so yeah, I can't eat all that crazy.
You feel good after the conversation with Devin? You had a couple questions.
I got some questions.
Good.
You know, because
you were scared.
I mean, a little bit because
you were intimidated.
Like when Devin roll up on you with an attitude, because she never has an attitude. Mm. And so I was a little intimidated. That's why I wrote those questions.
At some point, we might have to rank who are most intimidated here at WIP. Devin be top of the list for you.
Definitely at the top.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Mark, we're good. What's going on?
First off, I just want to say one thing about the draft. Mm-hmm. I think, and again, we don't know what's going to happen with these guys, but just based on what I saw this weekend, I think Howie hit a home run. I really do. I think he did a great job drafting who he drafted. I think the Robinson kid is going to be really good. The linebacker from Alabama, the defensive back from Texas. The first three picks, I think, were outstanding. But again, we'll see.
Yeah, but I think all three of those guys will have impacts pretty much right away because the safety might win the starting job. Obviously, Campbell, they're going to get on the field. And I was awesome hearing that from Baldy. If Robinson is as good as Milton or better, that's a steal in the fourth round.
I mean, the highlights of Robinson are highlights.
Yep.
I mean, he looked amazing, but again, you know, time will tell. The Phillies, here's the deal. Here's the question. I throw it out there every couple of weeks. What's the goal? The goal is to win the World Series, right? I mean, seriously, with
yes.
the payroll, the guys they sign, are you going to win the World Series with this defense? You got to be strong up the middle. Are they strong up the middle?
No, they're not strong enough. They're strong at catcher, strong at second, but they're weak. They're very weak at short. And center, they're an adventure out there every night.
Yeah, center field, you know, this Rojas guy, when he came up, people were making him out to be the next Gary Maddux. He's not an everyday center fielder. No. He has done a decent job offensively this year so far, but he's not the answer. You want to win the World Series. You want to beat the Dodgers. The Padres, the Yankees, you're not good enough. Here's something which I don't think we've thought about. Everyone's saying Turner in the outfield. What about Turner at first base and Harper in the outfield?
Well, first base is historically a place you kind of hide someone. I mean, you could do that.
Yeah, but did you move Bryce to first base to keep him healthy?
Yeah, well, in theory.
And he's technically been pretty healthy. So
yeah, you're risking
he
that.
Has. He has, but I mean, Harper is a good right fielder
mm-hmm.
defensively.
Yeah.
He's good. He's got a strong arm. He could play right. Cassianos goes to left. I guess can Kapler play center?
No, I don't think so. I think he's too bulky and big and not fast enough. So your way would solve a couple issues, but the center field problem is probably still there.
It's there. I mean, Dombrowski has to make a move. I just don't think you can sustain winning consistently with this defense, with the offense being like a yo-yo, and with the bullpen. This team is not a playoff team with this current roster.
You know what they're going to be like? If they leave it like this, they're going to vacillate with three-game winning streaks, three-game losing streaks, three-game.
Correct.
Like they're going to have a couple good days because the starting pitch is good, and Mark, we appreciate it, but then they'll have bad days. And last night, obviously, they won that game with some luck involved because if the catcher just gets the ball from right field, I mean, Bohm was probably out by 20 feet there. Hugh, I asked Devin, I am curious what's going on with Bryce. It's a very slow start,
mm-hmm.
and I've noticed just watching him his whole career, you know, obviously when he wasn't here, but then every game he's been here. When he bunts, it's very rare. It means he's going through a weird spot where he doesn't trust his swing because he's a power hitter, right?
Mm-hmm. He's swinging for the fences.
He bunts
he's trying
it for
to crush
him.
It. Yeah.
And look, it worked. He got it. Sometimes, once in a while, he could almost trick you because you're not expecting it. And he did it last night. He did it well. And I'm not mad he did it. But it almost told me something is not right. He's not comfortable with where he's at with his swing. It's just. We've picked apart the bullpen. We're talking about the Turner thing today, the leadoff thing. We've really danced around that Bryce has had a very slow start.
Quiet.
Yeah, very
kinda
quiet.
Yeah. I mean, because it's Bryce. And you know, it's one of those things where his players, it flies under the radar because of who he is and how he carries himself. It's I guess it's the benefit of being who he is and wearing the Fanatic on his arm and all the other good stuff. I mean, I don't get it. But well, he does. He gets a little bit of a pass, no doubt.
Yeah, and it hasn't been so bad. You can't ignore it. But it also hasn't been good. I mean, it's not.
It hasn't been. Who was it? Brandon Nimowish. Like Brandon and those guys up there.
Oh, but he had like 9 RBIs Monday.
I'm saying those cats have been putting in work.
Just give you the numbers. Bryce Harper is hitting .231 with a .783 OPS. I mean, it's way below what he's.
Is that good?
It's not. It's not. Again, it's not like. He's the worst hitter in baseball, where it's obvious, but he's just blah. I mean, it's for a guy that's almost never blah. It's
not
blah.
Bryce Harper like.
It's not.
And they need him to be Bryce Harper.
Yeah, and I still expect him, unless there's something more going on that we don't know about. I mean, if it's just a slump, then whatever. He's been in the big leagues forever. He'll get out of a slump and he'll hit. If he's not feeling right, that's a different story. I don't know what's going on there. Let's go to Griffin in New Hope. What's up, Griffin?
Hey guys.
Hey Griffin, what's going on?
I just wanted to talk to you guys about the Jordan Davis fifth-year option.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
So I personally think it's a fantastic idea, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So if we look at the other Bulldogs that we got on the team, Nolan, Nakobe, a year ago, we were all talking about how they were busts. You know, they were underperforming relative to the picks. We didn't think they were all that good. And then last season, suddenly they're two of the best players on our team. Especially Nolan in the playoffs was fantastic. So I think the idea that just because Jordan is taking a little longer to get going, I think that's a bit asinine. So I don't know. I think we should give him time.
So I get it. I get it. I think you brought up some good examples of guys that eventually broke out and they're his Georgia teammates. I think for me, there's a little difference, though. Like Nolan, it was only his second year and he was behind guys that didn't come off the field the year before. So I could kind of excuse his first year. And when Nakobe, he was banged up. With Jordan, it's not either of those things, right? Like, he wasn't hurt. I mean, he's been pretty healthy the last couple of years. And it's not like he's behind great players. So obviously one spot is Jalen Carter, but the other spot, if he played great, he could have taken that job and run with it. Griffin, it's a little odd to me that he played less last year, right? You would think he's progressing, and they put him on the field less last year than the year before. So it's just, I don't think he's a bad player. It seems like a lot of money for me.
I also think it's going to be harder to replace a person of that size and that body type with that athleticism. You know, you made it seem or made it out to be that, you know, how he could just go out and find another guy as a free agent to replace him as a body type like that in the center. And I think underestimating how difficult it is to actually find somebody that's that athletic, that's that big, and that's that good at being a run stuffer. And if you look at how our team played in the playoffs, we did have teams like the Rams that ran the ball on us. We need somebody in the middle that can be a run stuffer. So I think we're kind of underestimating the role that he actually plays just because it's not all that flashy.
Well, perhaps. And also, you know, Hugh made the point that he didn't play much as much last year because they were winning. So they had the pass defense on the field more than the run defense. Next year, it might be more even games, right? The Eagles might not be as dominant. So maybe they need him more. Griffin, I get it. And Kyle made the point, and good call, that if he has a big year next year, at least you kind of protect yourself against him getting a lot in free agency. I get all that. It just felt heavy to me. I looked at a list yesterday of the top 100 free agents for next year. He wasn't even on it. Maybe he's going to break out. I hope he does. I just haven't seen it yet. 215-592-9494. All right. We got you people we have to talk to. We got to hear from in this segment. Your phone calls. We also have to revisit something we talked about earlier in the week. Another new wrinkle to the Bill Belichick situation. It is not great. And a hilarious rant from a longtime radio personality on Belichick. What is going on with him and that girlfriend? That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.